Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm calling today's second date update, The Curious Case of the Missing Hamster. If you missed the first part, Melanie is on the phone and she wants to call a dude named Anthony. They went out to a restaurant to eat and he brought along his pet hamster. Yeah, you heard me right. Sounds weird, but she actually liked it. But during dinner, the hamster escaped from his jacket and they could not find him in the restaurant. So there's a hamster named Einstein wandering around some hibachi restaurant somewhere, probably eating great, way better than he was before.
I'm not going to hibachi anytime soon.
Or yeah. Go and make it more exciting, you guys.
And she hasn't really heard from Anthony since that date, other than when she texted him to ask if he found Einstein, and he just responded no, and that's all she's heard from him. So we're about to get him on the phone and find out if she can get another date, but more importantly, no disrespect to you, but I just want to see if Einstein has been found. If not, then I'm going to start writing a new Netflix documentary.
I hope that he gets found as well. I hope that there's going to be great news from Anthony.
But don't you think, I mean, it's been a week. I understand that this guy's upset, but I also feel like he should thank you for all the time and effort you also put into looking for this hamster.
I'm just trying to, like, think about if it was me and you're grieving, you're upset. So I'm just trying to like let him have his space that he needs. But I just do want him to know that I'm here to support him.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. Well, I'm going to dial this phone number right now. Okay.
Okay.
Maybe the hamster answers the phone.
That'd be
awesome.
Well trained. All
right. Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, can I speak to Anthony, please?
Speaking.
Is this the Anthony that went to a hibachi restaurant a little while ago and whose hamster got loose?
Who is this?
First, I want to know if this is the right Anthony.
Well, can you tell me who's calling, please?
Sure. This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show.
Okay. Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm fine. Why are you calling about my hamster? Do you know where he is?
No, I don't. I would love to find out, though.
Sorry.
I'm actually calling because we do a segment on our show called The Second Date Update. And Melanie emailed us. She told us about your date with your hamster, Einstein, and said that she's tried to start talking to you again, but you haven't really been responding to anything.
Yeah. Yeah, I know Melanie.
Wow.
This sounds like you don't like Melanie.
Well, she's the reason why my hamster got loose in the first place. So
really? She's the reason? Because she said you took the hamster in your coat pocket to a restaurant. It sounds like maybe that decision is the reason.
That is not the reason. I have taken him plenty of places before that, and he's always been fine. I was having dinner with Melanie, and she is actually a pretty sloppy eater, and food was, like, falling down in her lap. There were crumbs and pieces of rice, like, falling onto the floor, and Einstein, which is my hamster's name, Einstein loves that stuff. I even said to her, I said, hey, be careful. You know, you're spilling a lot. You're getting food all over the place. She's like, oh, it's fine. Don't worry about it. Whatever. And suddenly, I look down, and now Einstein's gone.
Whoa.
Okay.
Wow.
Again, if your hamster can't control himself in a restaurant, then you probably shouldn't have brought him in a restaurant. I don't think that that's her fault still.
So you blame her for your hamster being lost?
Yeah, well, she never took responsibility for it. Oh. She helped me look for him, which was nice, but it was her fault. So the whole time, she's never once said, oh, hey, I'm sorry that I did that. I'm sorry that I let your hamster get loose.
But, okay, wait, hold on. If that's your theory, the reason why your hamster got loose is because he saw Melanie spilled food everywhere, why wouldn't you be able to look down and see the hamster then eating Melanie's food?
I just know that that's something that he likes, and, you know, he'll go for that.
But obviously he didn't because he wasn't there. Like, he was gone. He didn't go for that. He ran away.
Excuse me. Who are you, okay? I just lost my hamster. You're putting me on blast right now. I have had that hamster for almost 5 years. They say hamsters only live to 3.5, and he's almost 5.
Wow. He's an old guy.
Yeah. I know you're hurt. I just don't think that it's her fault. That's all I'm saying.
Well, it is her fault, all right? And she owes me.
Oh.
I've been through so many hard times, and Einstein has always been there for me. He's an elderly hamster, and I didn't want to take my eyes off of him.
Right.
So he was a little sick that night, so I wanted to bring him and whatever. It's just... It's not fair. It's not fair.
I'm sorry. It's not fair.
And now you're telling me it's my fault, okay? I'm a bad parent because I was the one who brought my hamster someplace that I shouldn't have.
Well,
it's definitely, your fault. Absolutely.
Unless Melanie grabbed your hamster and, like, rolled it across the floor, I don't see how it's really her fault.
Obviously, she didn't purposefully do it, but it is her fault, and I just wanted her to take responsibility for it. And say something.
So why?
He did warn her.
Oh, come on. Why didn't you tell her that then? If you're that passionate about her taking the blame for this, why didn't you talk to her about it?
I was in grief. What am I supposed to do? How does shouting at her at that time make her not look for him?
Yeah. Okay. So I guess you've moved on. You're in a different stage of grief now. And I guess you can shout at her because she's actually on the other line listening and wants to talk to you.
What?
Yep. Melanie, you still there? Or are you scared now?
I'm here.
Okay.
No, I'm here.
Wait, hold on. Have you been listening this whole time?
Yeah, I heard you say everything.
And what do you have to say for yourself?
I don't really understand why you think it's appropriate for you to turn your anger to me. I know that you're upset and you're hurting about losing Einstein. I saw it that night. I stayed with you for over an hour looking for him, not because it was my fault. I literally can't believe you would say such a thing, that you think it's my fault.
Because it was your fault. I can't believe you're still saying it's not your fault. All you had to do was say I'm sorry and man up and say, you know, it's my fault. Shouldn't have done these things. I'm sorry I did those things, but...
Anthony, take a deep breath because you sound crazy. So let's start there. This is
well,
not...
Well, I lost a family member, so what am I supposed to do?
Yes, you did. You're supposed to be angry that you lost your family member, and you are not supposed to be blaming me for something I didn't do.
I thank you for helping me find him, but you were just fixing a situation that you caused.
What?
And then you didn't even text me later and say, I'm so sorry he's gone. You just said, oh, did they find him yet? Oh.
Yeah, and that was my tone. Thank you for putting my tone onto what I said. Because surely I wasn't texting you out of empathy.
Couldn't have called me and talked about it.
Surely I was texting you with an attitude. That's why I texted you.
Oh, my God.
If your friend's grandma dies, you just text them and say, hey, is she fine? Or do you call them and console them?
Anthony, you are not comparing a missing hamster to a dead grandma.
He loves it.
It's not the same. I had hamsters. They both died. You get over it. I mean, I don't mean to be...
Sorry for your loss. I'm sorry for your loss. I had no idea that happened to you.
At some point, you have to be like, life, it has an end for everyone. And your hamster lived long, well past...
But we don't even know that Einstein is dead.
That's right.
It just got loose in a hibachi restaurant.
You guys, it's a five-year-old
It might be living
hamster.
The best life ever.
What have you done to actually find him? Did you go back to the restaurant? Have you talked to the staff?
I've gone to that restaurant every single day for lunch, and I've called them and tried to explain it anonymously. There's a bit of a language barrier, but every time they tell them they think I let loose a rat in there, and I keep trying to tell them, like, no, it's a pet. It's mine. Like,
now you just sound, like, racist, so, like, that's...
How am I racist?
The people that were working at the front of the restaurant spoke perfect English. You're just trying to put the blame on everyone else. They don't understand you. I'm making a mess. You made just as many crumbs. We were eating at a table together.
Melanie, you know what? I hear you saying a lot of stuff right now, but the one thing I don't hear you saying is I'm sorry. It's my fault.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Anthony, I feel like you're really missing out on a girl who has been understanding, who's been compassionate, who didn't think you were a total freak for bringing the hamster in the first place on a first date.
Why would I be a freak for bringing a sick family member?
Dude, you brought a sick rodent in your pocket on a date. That's weird, man.
So what? People bring dogs to places all the time. How is that any different? Hamsters are way cleaner than dogs.
I don't know if that's true.
Yeah.
I will argue with you on that one, but I'm with you on the dog thing. I guess if that's your pet and you want to take it out, but still, I think you shouldn't blame Melanie for the entire thing.
Oh, really? Okay, so you're on her side, too. That's fine.
I guess everybody's against you, Anthony.
Yeah, everybody's against me. You and my therapist should team up and say I'm wrong all the time.
Weird. You're in therapy, too, huh?
Oh, my God.
Would not have guessed that.
Maybe you learned a a lesson. Maybe you learned a lesson that you shouldn't be bringing a hamster into a restaurant.
Maybe next time I'll just be with a clean eater and we'll be fine.
No. All right, dirty eater.
Anthony.
Well, you'll be eating alone a lot.
Wait. We got to get an official answer. Anthony, would you like to go out with Melanie again on a second date? We will pay for it.
Hard pass. I don't have any more hamsters I can afford to lose.
And Melanie, I'm guessing you're not heartbroken about that now.
I'm good. I'm glad we cleared this up because, wow. Yeah.
All right.
Wow is
You'll never forget this, though, Melanie.
No, not for a very long time.
Well, thank you both for your time. And if anybody knows the hamster's whereabouts, please send him our way.
Yes, please. I'm serious. If you see Einstein, he's mostly white, a little bit of brown auburn patch towards his head, and he's very sassy.
It's a sassy little hamster running around town. Make sure you snatch him up and send him to the radio station.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.